Now time for Locker Room Chat with Riverside Girls head basketball coach Craig Burns. After four games in the last 7 days. And coach, I mean, you guys have really started to hit your stride once again, making the state championship game a year ago and now starting to play at that state championship level once again this year. And in these four games, you win three of them by 20 or more, and the other game, you won by 19 points. So you guys have been taking care of business, to say the least. Just want to get your overall thoughts on how these games have gone this past week.
They went pretty fast. You know, we was kind of worried about playing all those games. I think we talked last week, and I was on our way to World Valley, and we was just worried about their legs and, you know, injuries. You know how you get kneed or, you know, in the thigh or anything like that that can cause some problems. So we've came out of these four games not too bad. We have some girls that are dealing with some soreness that we're going to have to monitor and make sure we take care of them and make sure they don't, you know, aggravate it any make it any worse. But, yeah, those games was really good. We played real good, especially with all those games in a row. And we kind of focus on, you know, just one game at a time like normal, but also trying to make sure the girls are up and ready. You know, the staff, we try to push them and make sure that, hey, we can't lay down now and slip up on one game because we're playing all these games in a row and we're tired. We got to be mentally strong and mentally tough. So they came out all right.
So, Coach, before this, you told me that Taylor Weiser is playing some of her best basketball of the season as of right now. What are some things that she's doing well now that she wasn't maybe doing earlier in the season?
Like I said, you know, she's focusing more, you know, because she's always going to get double teamed. So if you're not taking the ball up hard, sometimes it doesn't matter how tall you are a lot of times, but that helps. But when you have people pushing you and bumping you, and sometimes, you know, it gets frustrating because, you know, sometimes the ref is missing some things and, you know, they can't catch everything down low like that. But, you know, when you're getting bumped, you have to get that state of mind like, okay, you know, this is what it is. You know, this is how good I am, because that's what I tell her. I said, you know, you signed at Central Missouri State for a reason. You know, they signed you for a reason. So, you know, go out and show everybody why they signed you. You know, so get that focus in and don't let, you know, that double team bother you, because you should be handling that. So she goes out and take care of business, and she does a really good job. And what I like this year is she's really hitting the three ball, you know, hitting the three-pointer seemed like a lot better with more consistency, too. So that's really nice.
Absolutely. And now you guys take on Jefferson West at home coming up here on Friday. The Tigers are currently 4-3 and sitting in third place in league play, as they're one of just three teams that are above 500 in league play, by the way, 5-6. Make that 6-6. On the regular season. And this is a team that definitely is no slouch. They have shown that they can be a tough opponent for whoever they face, but you guys beat them already earlier in the season, 33-24. Wasn't your guys' best effort? This is all the way back on December the 8th. What's going to be the main difference in between your team then versus your team now?
I think the growth of our younger players, you know, like, we have a sophomore that we're starting at forward, and she's kind of learning how to defend the post. And some of the, you know, the seniors, you know, they have some little tricks, and she'll talk about it during practice the next day, and said she learned something in that game because, you know, the young lady did a move or kind of did a spin and locked on her down in the post. So she's really, really, you know, picking it up on the post defense and the, I always talked to her last year, her name, you know, Ella Whistler. So we always talked to her last year about sense of urgency. She was a freshman, and you know how freshmen are, you know, they kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna get around the post. I'm like, you can't do that. You gotta hustle. You gotta work. You gotta continuously work. And she's doing that now. I mean, she's locked in, and the other thing too, she's having fun playing. You know, she's seeing the success she's getting and playing good defense, and so that's really helped us. And and our bench. You know, we get some bench play where, you know, young ladies are coming in, giving the starters some rest, but then we don't drop off too far, you know, which is great. So love seeing that.
And we do as well. Should be a couple of good games for you guys coming up, and then we'll have the Nemaha Central game coming up on the 10th. That is a makeup game, and boy, are we looking forward to that one. Should be a lot of fun. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and best of luck here this week.
Yes, thank you for what you do for Kansas sports, and God bless.
That was Riverside Girls head basketball coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by M. Conniff Wathena and Euler Law Office.